Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians, where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. On my mental health journey, one of my struggles was feeling like my mental illness was a punishment. As a result of this, I was constantly checking to see if there was any unconfessed sin in my life. I was also trying really hard to please God, but not in a loving way, but in a please stop punishing me way. I remember praying prayers like, God, help me through this so that I can serve you, and God, what did I do wrong to deserve this mental illness? Far too often, we have this idea that our struggles are a punishment, and we must earn our way back to God's grace. As a result of this, we halt kingdom work and instead hyper-focus on ourselves and try to find that pesky sin that's hiding somewhere. The idea that illnesses are a result of sin goes all the way back to biblical times. And that takes us to today's passage. It's in John 9, and it is the story of when Jesus and his disciples pass by a man who was born blind. The reaction of the disciples shows that the concept of our illness being a punishment of our sins is nothing new. So let's look at John 9, verses 1 through 11. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed, and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, Is this not he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore, they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Let's look back to Jesus' response. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Obviously, the man and his parents weren't perfect or without sin. What Jesus meant was that his blindness was not a result of his sin. His blindness wasn't a curse or a punishment, but a blessing. God not only used this man's blindness to bless him, but those around him. After he was healed, we see the man go and tell people of what Jesus did. And they then want to go and find Jesus for themselves. Now yes, we know some, like the Pharisees, want to find him to stop him. But many would seek Jesus so that they could be healed like the blind man was. I want you to think about this story and put yourself in the blind man's place. Whenever you start spiraling, thinking your mental illness is a punishment, what if Jesus is saying, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him? I'm going to encourage you to stop viewing your mental illness as a punishment and instead look at it as an outlet for God to reveal himself in a mighty way. This shift in thinking can make a huge difference on your journey. Instead of feeling like you're stuck trying to figure out why God is punishing you, you'll begin to move forward on your journey and realize that not only is God with you every step of the way, but that the work of God is being revealed in you. When I was in some of the darkest points of my journey, there were several people who blessed me because while they too had mental illness, they not only were able to grow closer to God, but they were able to share their experiences with me and show me that there is healing and there is hope. You might be in a spot where you can't fathom the idea that your illness could be a blessing. You might want to, but not know how to even start thinking that way. I want to remind you that God is on this journey with you, and it's his works that will be revealed. So start by talking to him. Take a moment to pray. When you pray, instead of saying, God, why are you doing this to me? Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for being with me on this journey, and I thank you for allowing my journey to be an outlet for revealing your works. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.